feet tall. I was sleeping on a tailgate, singing Willie Nelson songs. You were sleepily smiling, but you always sang along. I was 17, I was 10 feet tall.
Oh, them Cooley Boys. I was the kind man that signed them. Inked the deal.
That's right.
They're going to be performing Friday night, tomorrow night, around 7-ish. And they are outstanding. Kind of in the same vein as Trampled by Turtles. Matter of fact, they're recording a song with Dave Simonette down in Minneapolis. But them Cooley Boys are excellent. You really will enjoy them. Festival tomorrow night. Starts tomorrow night, 6 o'clock.
And it's Saturday as well. It's a great community of folks coming together. Bring your own coolers, bring a chair. It's a lot of fun. None of that rigmarole of a giant festival.
Then there won't be a line outside. We won't run you through a metal detector.
Well, we might, yeah.
We might.
We'll put the kind man on.
Nobody packs heat.
It's 21 minutes after 7 o'clock. You're listening to the Thursday Morning Show. It is time for Making Sausage. We get a chance to talk about the messy business of politics and talk with our elected officials. Today, Democratic Senator Tina Smith, she's with us to talk about the bill she introduced yesterday called the Veterans Hearing Benefits Act of 2018. Senator Smith, thanks for being back with us today.
Well, thank you so much. And I have to say, I was really loving listening to the Cooley Boys during the introduction. I wish I could hightail it up to see you guys tomorrow. They sound fantastic.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Just outside here on the Mississippi River. It's going to be a lot
perfect.
Of fun.
Perfect.
Well, let's talk about this bill, because I always kind of wonder where inspiration comes from, why a elected official takes on a certain topic. When did you know about this issue, and how did it come to be?
Well, it's such a great question. We're all aware of the challenges that hearing loss can present to people. My own father has hearing loss, and so I was thinking about that. And then I have a fantastic member of my staff, Alex Schuler, and he has led a whole series of listening sessions with veterans around Minnesota, all over the state. One of the things that he heard over and over again was from veterans talking about how hard it is for them to get help when they face hearing loss as a result of their service. So to me, it's just so basic. If you've served our country and you've experienced a health-related issue because of that service, it's our job to take care of you. That's the bargain that we ought to have. So that led me to introduce this bill, the Veterans Hearing Benefit Act.
So why is it so hard? Isn't hearing loss a health concern?
Well, that's what you would think. And what happens is a lot of veterans face hearing loss as a result of their service. These are veterans who were who served in combat and who are exposed to repeated loud noises. For example, folks that have worked around heavy artillery. And what happens, the way it works right now, however, is that if you experienced hearing loss, it's not a presumed benefit for veterans. What that means is you're not you can't just go in and say, oh, I have hearing loss, and Veterans Health say, okay, well, let's help you. What you have to do then is jump through a whole bunch of hoops to prove that the reason that you have hearing loss is because of your service. And my bill just flips that around and says, listen, if you served, you were around loud noises, like, for example, artillery, you don't have to prove to us that that's why you had hearing loss, because we know that that kind of service causes damage to your ears.
So let's flip that around again. I have never served in the military. What if I have hearing loss? What does my medical coverage do for something like that?
Well, it's a really great point. There is not good insurance coverage generally for hearing loss, and I think that this is a gap that we have, in a lot of insurance plans and a lot of private plans and public plans. My own dad spends a lot of money trying to make sure that he's got hearing aids so that he can be connected with his family and can enjoy life. That's a whole big problem. I want to at least take care of that problem for folks that have served in the military.
Yeah, I wonder if you can talk a little bit about that, because I think a lot of us have been around people who have had hearing loss, and it really can affect a lot of things. It affects their quality of life, their personalities.
It becomes very isolating when you can't hear what's going on. I was just listening to something the other day, Heidi, that was talking about how if you don't hear things very well, then it's very difficult to remember them. So it affects your memory in a lot of ways. Like, how can I remember that great dinner I had with my family last week when I was struggling so hard to hear what they were saying? How, and you know, there's so many examples of how losing your hearing, if you can't get treatment, causes you people stay home more. They're more isolated, and it to me is just a basic health concern, and it's especially a challenge when there are things that we can do to help people with hearing loss. And at the very least, if you served our country and you experience this because of your service, it's our job to take care of you.
We're talking with Senator Tina Smith about a bill she introduced yesterday, Veterans Hearing Benefits Act of 2018. So what happens at this point? I think for a lot of us, we don't really understand how this works. Do you know how people are responding to it? Where does it go?
Well, I just introduced this bill this week. It's the first time that anybody has brought this issue to the fore that I'm aware of in the United States Senate, but I'm really excited that there's a companion bill in the House of Representatives. Representative Velasquez has a bill to address this problem. So I will be working to get co-sponsors and to bring this bill to the fore. The next step would be to get a hearing, most likely in the Veterans Affairs Committee. And it's a process to just push and push and build support and hopefully get a vote.
I wonder if we can talk a little bit about, I was looking at your Twitter feed and some of the issues that you've been bringing up in the last couple of days. I want to give you a chance to mention Officer Joseph Gomm. This has been making national news, what happened in Minnesota yesterday. Tell us about it.
This is such a tragedy. I spoke with Commissioner Roy last night, the head of the Minnesota Department of Corrections, and this officer had served for, I think, 16 years in the, this corrections officer had served for 16 years. I think he had just had his anniversary. Minnesota has been blessed because we haven't had any fatalities in recently in the last 8-10 years at least in our corrections system. So to have this loss is really a tragedy. These corrections officers, they work as a team in all of our corrections facilities around the state. They are there to protect all of our public safety, and they deal with some really, really challenging people. And so I'm just so saddened to hear of this loss.
So for people that don't know what we're talking about, was that Stillwater?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it was at Stillwater. A Minnesota corrections officer was murdered in the Stillwater prison yesterday afternoon.
Mm-hmm. And also, before we go, you posted a video about Somalians living in Minnesota and how they might be affected by the Trump administration. Kind of a call out to your constituents. What did you have to say?
I wanted people to understand that today we expect the Trump administration to make a decision about extending certain humanitarian protections to Somali people who have come to the United States to escape violence and persecution in their own country of Somalia, which has been overwhelmed with violence and strife. And today the Trump administration is making a decision about whether or not to extend that particular refugee status to hundreds of people who've been in the United States, Somali nationals who've been here for, in some cases, they've been here for decades. These are folks who haven't been in Somalia for, as I said, often decades, and I'm quite concerned about what will happen to them if they have to leave their families and their livelihoods and their contributions here in the United States and go home to a country that is not only dangerous, but a country that they really don't even know anymore.
You can find more information on Senator Tina Smith, including links to her social media at smith.senate.gov.
Tina, I think you still have time to pack a cooler, and you can be up here by 7 o'clock tomorrow night.
Boy, don't tempt me. I might have to jigger my schedule around a little bit, but I think it would be well worth it. Even if I'm not there, I'll be picturing everybody on the river. It's going to be in the park by the river there?
Yeah, in the amphitheater. Yep.
Oh, that'll be just great. I hope everyone has a wonderful time. And what's the weather supposed to be like tomorrow night?
There's a chance for rain, but we can move the band back into the tent, so it's not going to be an issue.
Oh, yeah. Little rain never hurt
it. No, it's better than 90 degrees.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Tina.
Thanks so much.
If you would like to add to this conversation, send us an email, comments@kexe.org. And if you tuned in late, it'll be available later today on our website. This is the Thursday Morning Show.
Happy days on.